Welcome back, everybody, to not only another episode of the HPE Quick Tips podcast, but to another school year. Wishing everybody a great start to 2017-2018 as we introduce our first episode for the 2017-2018 school year. I'm not going to waste any time today because I'm so excited for you to listen to today's guest as he discusses a topic that is near and dear to my heart. So, let's meet him. Today's guest is truly a household name when it comes to health education. The 2015 National Health Education Teacher of the Year, he presents both locally and nationally. World famous for his YouTube channel filled with scholarly raps, and here to talk to you about advocacy in our profession, Mr. Andy Horn.
Hi, my name is Andy Horn, and I teach high school health and physical education at Nutrier High School in Winnetka, Illinois, which is located about 10 miles north of Chicago. Today, I would like to look at what it means to be an advocate for our profession. I'd like to compare it to the idea of giving students voice and choice in our classrooms. The more opportunities students have to choose how they show us what they have learned or know, then it makes the educational process more meaningful. The same idea can be applied to advocacy in our profession. Anyone can advocate. And when you find something meaningful to advocate for, the purpose becomes more clear and relevant to you. In health education, we expect our students to learn the skill of health advocacy. National Standard 8 states students will demonstrate the ability to advocate for personal, family, and community health. So, shouldn't we as teachers expect that of ourselves? In fact, when it comes to quality health and physical education, I encourage you to think about what you want others to know and how you can get your message across to your intended audience. There are many levels to advocacy. Perhaps you can view it as a bullseye target where you can start small with a narrow focus, but also choose to move outward to a larger, broader audience. Think of the first inner circle as your local school community, something smaller in scale, sort of the grassroots day-to-day interactions with colleagues, students, parents, administrators, and even family, friends, and neighbors. Consider the second level or circle branching out wider to people like district-level administrators, board members, district government officials like local senators and representatives. This might also include promoting to your school community what you or your department does in class through a website or social media medium like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. I think we often overlook opportunities we have to promote the wonderful things we do for students in our health and physical education classes. The third level I like to think of as the state level. Things like presenting at state conferences, talking to or writing state senators, or participating in speak out days at the state level, for example. The fourth level is more on the national scale, attending things like Washington, D.C. speak out days, writing letters to congressmen, or presenting at the National Shape America Convention. Lastly, the fifth level or most outer circle of the bullseye deals with a global reach. Things like getting involved with social media and connecting with other teachers, administrators, or educational leaders through mediums like Twitter, Voxer, writing blog posts, creating content on YouTube, and more. No matter what level you choose to advocate, every bit counts and provides value to what we do. May I suggest you think about where you are in your teaching career and how that impacts why or why not you choose to advocate for our profession. There's a great article by Terry Hike that talks about the stages of a teaching career. First, there is the future professional. Perhaps you are still in college waiting for your first real teaching position. There's a great sense of pride among these individuals. You've made the bold move to become a teacher, perhaps having to justify your decision to friends and family. And for you, this is a period in which you will see intense professional growth and perhaps advocacy is something not on your immediate radar. The next stage are those who have been teaching from 1 to 5 years. These are crucial years in the development of teachers. We found yourself putting theory into practice and combining all that you've learned in college with all that you're learning in the real world. This period in a teacher's life can be stressful, and we know that for some, it can be about survival. Our profession loses good teachers during this period, and so by continuing to teach, you show that you are motivated to improve your skills and become a better teacher. Advocacy is something that may or may not even cross your mind during this time. The third stage are those who have been teaching for 5 to 10 years. As your career has developed, you have likely experimented with different teaching methods and ideas, and now your experimentation is more effective, more precise. You've probably taken on more responsibility, perhaps moved into teacher leadership, and teaching is considered rather fun. You're really honing your craft at this stage, and perhaps you see why advocacy is critical to the health of the profession. The fourth stage are those who have been teaching for 11 to 20 years. With so many years under your belt, you've seen great change. You've seen all that is good and bad about our profession. Perhaps at times you become disillusioned about what you've seen or have been asked to do. You're more aware of the politics that affect our profession and the failings that exist. And yet despite this, you are rebels. You are the ones in a position to push back and ask questions. You are the ones that are determined to make a difference and leave a legacy. Perhaps advocacy almost comes more natural during this time. And finally, the fifth stage are those who have been teaching for 20 or more years. You've taught so many students, perhaps even the children of students that you taught many years ago. Perhaps you're even teaching alongside a former student. You are all about mastery. You have learned that teaching isn't about this thing or that thing, but everything. Perhaps you see advocacy as something critical to leave the profession in better hands than it was when you first started your career. No matter what teaching stage you fall into, advocacy and support of health and physical education is vital to the future of our profession, as well as the millions of school-aged children across this country. So, what action can you take? Our inclusion within the realms of a well-rounded education came as a result of the advocacy efforts of people such as Shape America, the American School Health Association, and many others. We must continue to advocate for our subject area and show support for the efforts of those who continue to speak up on our behalf. I urge you to not only take small steps to learn more about issues that affect our profession, but even more, advocate for why we are important and the value we bring to a well-rounded education for students. We need to start to advocate for our curriculums, our schools, our students. Invite other teachers and administrators into your classroom. Talk to parents. Send them an email or newsletter and let them know what's going on in your class and the great work you are doing. Talk with others about the benefit of health and physical education. Check out the Shape America Advocacy webpage, where they have many great tools and resources to help you learn more about how to become a better advocate. Educate yourself on the finer points of the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA. Listen to the ESSA podcast from Shape America, or register for a speak out day and advocate in Washington, D.C. next spring. Contact your members of Congress. Shape America has put together easy to send emails to fully fund ESSA, or send a letter to the editor to your local media outlet supporting health and PE for all students. Being a connected educator, being a part of a global network of teachers, has encouraged me to be a better advocate. So, some things I've been up to lately in terms of advocacy. In Illinois, PE is constantly under attack. I now have my local senator and representative's office phone and email stored in my contacts. I make almost monthly phone calls, emails, and fill out witness slips to advocate on why PE should not be reduced in our K-12 schools. I wrote an advocacy rap, and for those who know me, I have a YouTube channel that produces health raps. This advocacy rap is now featured on Shape America's 50 Million Strong webpage. It is entitled Stronger, and the goal of it is to inspire teachers to do what it takes to be stronger as an individual teacher and as a whole profession. It also promotes what quality health and PE should look like and what it provides our students. Last month, I volunteered to serve as a panelist to educate parents and administrators within my community about what we are doing at our high school in health education when it comes to teaching students about stress and the skills to self-manage and cope. The parents in the end were so appreciative, and when I do these advocacy pieces, the interactions always seem rewarding and positive. I'm a member of the Shape America Health Ed Twitter Chat Task Force, and this is a chat that began last March, and it runs the first Monday of every month. One of our primary goals is to bring the health ed community closer and give us a stronger, unified voice, sharing best practice and promoting our role in helping students. Some of our most recent topics have included best practices in health ed, technology use, incorporating more movement into traditional classroom spaces, and learning more about skills-based health education. I encourage you to get involved and join us next month for our Twitter chat. I hope by now you see how important advocacy is to our profession and how easy it can be. It can come in all different shapes and sizes. Think back to the bullseye analogy and figure out where you can make your mark. We are all co-authors and co-creators to making our profession what we want it to be. It's all of our work, no matter what teaching stage we are in. We all have to find ways to contribute and advocate. Sometimes a nudge, a tiny change to the way we behave or to the way we think, can lead to big changes. I'm hoping that I have given you some ideas for how you can better advocate. Now it's up to you to choose your how and why. Here's your small nudge to help make change. During this process, make sure you celebrate the small wins, because small wins lead to momentum, and momentum leads to change, which ultimately makes our profession stronger than it was the day before. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your future advocacy work.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Andy Horn. Andy, thank you so much for being on the episode today. I really appreciate not only you being on and sharing your insight, but sharing the insight to this very important topic of advocacy, especially in our profession. If you want to get in touch with Andy, you could find him on Twitter at Mr. Horn, H-O-R-N-E 101. You could find him on Voxer, Andy Horn. And if you're looking for those scholarly raps that I mentioned in the intro to this episode, all you have to do is go to YouTube and type in Andy Horn, or you could go to Google, type in Andy Horn scholarly raps, and they'll just start popping up. And I definitely suggest that you subscribe to his YouTube channel, follow him on Twitter. He's been on other podcasts before. He was on the Voxcast with Jorge Rodriguez. He's been on the Shape America podcast. He's all over the place in terms of health education. So definitely follow him and all of his work. You'll learn something every single time you hear this man speak. As for us, we are about to get out of here, but I am going to leave you with one of Andy's scholarly raps as the outro music today. So, as always, everybody, please remember, it is health that is true wealth, not pieces of gold and silver. Andy, take us out, buddy.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Mr. Horn.
Hi, my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is
Mr. Horn.
Hi, my name is
what?
Excuse me.
My name is
who?
Can I have the attention of the class for 1 second?
Hi, my name
welcome
is
welcome to Health
my
Ed.
My name is
what?
My name is
Mr. Horn.
Hi, kids. Bet you never heard an intro like this before. My name is
Mr. Horn.
No chance you will be bored. In this class, you will pass as long as you try to explore. Let's learn from each other, build positive rapport. Yes, my job is to teach you, hopefully reach you, inspire, engage, motivate, never preach to you, never dictate, hope you don't skate, but if you participate, communicate, create, listen to each other and debate. Got it? Great. Raise your hand when you have something to say. Everyone listens, nothing but respect put on display. Teaching health is my passion, so is rapping. So scholarly rapping was born, rarely does this happen. My mission is for you to succeed, build self-esteem, helping you reach your dreams, becoming a healthier human being. Learn and develop lifelong health skills without frills. Spilling this knowledge on you with intentions to instill.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Mr. Horn.
Hi,
my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is